Trump endorsed candidates victorious in Virginia, Alabama, but fall short in Georgia. By Nick Gilbertson on June 21, 2022. Candidates backed by former President Donald J. Trump won their primary races in Virginia and the Alabama Senate runoff but ran into trouble again in Georgia, where both Trump-endorsed candidates lost their nomination bids. The 45th president's endorsement record now stands at 133-10 following Tuesday's races. Trump Republican Katie Britt secured the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Alabama, beating out Republican Representative Mo Brooks. Britt wrote a late Trump endorsement to victory, which came on June 10 after the initial primary race, as Breitbart News noted. In his endorsement, Trump stated, "Katie is an incredible fighter for the people of Alabama. As president and CEO of Alabama's Business Council, Katie has been working hard to grow Alabama's economy, create jobs, and restore the great American dream. She has the total support and endorsement of Chairman Jimmy Parnell and the Alabama Farmers Federation." The proud mother of two wonderful children, Katie, along with her great husband, Wellesley, a star at the University of Alabama and the New England Patriots, are true champions for the American family. Katie strongly supports our under siege Second Amendment, stands up for parental rights, and will fight for our military, our vets, and election integrity. I'm thankful to have President Trump's endorsement and strong support, Britt said in response, later adding that she will fight to defend Alabama's Christian conservative values, advance the America First agenda, and preserve the American dream for generations to come. Representative Ben Klein, R., prevailed in his renomination bid for Virginia's 6th Congressional against his challenger Merritt Hale. Republican Reps. Rob Whitman and Morgan Griffith also officially clinched their nominations for the 1st and 9th Congressional districts, respectively, making Trump-endorsed candidates 3-0 in Virginia. Georgia candidates with the 45th president's nod continued to fare poorly as both former state representative Vernon Jones and attorney Jake Evans lost their runoffs. Jones lost his bid in the 10th Congressional District to trucking business executive Mike Collins, who will face Tabitha Johnson Green in the general election. Evans came up short in his race against Rich McCormick in the 6th Congressional District. McCormick and Bob Christian will spar for the seat in the general election this November. Off the heels of the June 14 primaries, which saw 12 victories in South Carolina, Nevada, and North Dakota, Trump-backed candidates were 129-8 in their races coming into Tuesday night. In the June 7 races, candidates with the 45th president's nod went a perfect 17-0 in races in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota, following mixed results in the May 24 elections. Trump-backed candidates were perfect in primaries in Alabama and Arkansas, as well as the Texas runoffs, but ran into trouble in Georgia, where four candidates lost their races. The tough night in Georgia carried over into Tuesday with Jones's and Evans' losses. After Tuesday, Trump's endorsement recorded in the state stood at 7-6. On May 17, 23 candidates with Trump's backing took home nominations in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Idaho. The week prior, Trump went 3-1 in his picks in West Virginia and Nebraska. Up until May 10, candidates with the 45th president's endorsement went a perfect 55-0 between the May 3 primaries in Ohio and Indiana in conjunction with the March 1 Texas primaries, where all 33 Trump Republicans either won their races or forced runoffs. The 2022 midterm primary cycle continues next week with races in Colorado, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Utah.